Welcome to Fashion Confab, a weekly podcast where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry. This episode is sponsored by Collage Magazine. Collage is a digital magazine with quarterly printed editions dedicated to fashion, lifestyle, entertainment, entrepreneurship, art, and culture. You can find Collage Magazine on Facebook under Collage Digital Magazine. Learn how you can reach a captive, engaged, and targeted audience by becoming a sponsor on Fashion Confab by visiting our website at www.fashionconfab.com and click on Sponsorship. Today we're talking with Michelle Quiles, the Senior Director of Program Marketing and Strategy with International Justice Mission. International Justice Mission is a human rights organization that works to rescue victims of slavery, sexual exploitation, and other forms of violent oppression. They have aligned with Dress Timber, a foundation that uses fashion to advocate for women who've been exploited for their femininity. Michelle will give us more insight about International Justice Mission, their alignment with Dress Timber, and how you can get involved. Well, hello, Michelle. I'm so happy to have you here today to share with our listeners more information about this amazing campaign to help women. So let's get started. Tell us about Dress Timber, how it got started, and how IJM got involved.
Dress Timber actually originally started in 2009, and it was kind of a quirky style challenge with a clever name, but it started to spread, and it was really about embracing the inherent freedom and femininity of all women by asking them to wear dresses each day in the month of December while they raise funds to support freedom of women. But in 2013, Dress Timber really took on a new meaning, specifically focusing on opposing the worldwide trafficking issue. At IJM, we learned about Dress Timber in 2013 as we started to see it spread on social media, and also realizing that the funds were coming to support IJM directly. So the creator of the campaign was actually an IJM supporter. Her name's Blythe Hill from California. And she set up the campaign last year using our online fundraising tool, so the proceeds would go directly to IJM. So last year, we saw over 1,200 people register to participate in over 32 countries, and collectively they raised over $165,000. So we're really excited that we are going to be the sole beneficiary again this year. But because of its success, Blythe actually set up a foundation this year called the Dress Timber Foundation. And so in the future, she might actually spread the donations to other organizations as well. But for this year, again, we will be the sole beneficiary, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, this is great. I found out about you by surfing the net, and the first thing that came to mind was this is finally an organization that represents fashion where it's not about how you look. It's about celebrating our femininity and helping people in the process. So I'm excited to talk to you about it and learn more about how it's benefited women. I understand you raised $165,000 and that benefited your organization. Tell us how that helped.
Well, I will tell you what's so great is that the funds weren't specifically restricted to any certain region or a type of casework that we do. It was actually instead directed to serve our most urgent needs. So the funds were able to go to wherever it was that the organization needed the funds at that specific time.
Are there any specific stories that you can think of that Dress Timber directly impacted a person or a family?
I would like to just say that what's so great is if you think about the fact that an average cost of a rescue operation for International Justice Mission is actually just $4,500, and with any rescue operation, we can free anywhere from 1 to 500 people, which we did in our largest rescue operation ever. So this is really the difference between, you know, life and death in many cases, and a life either in freedom or in slavery. And I'd love to share with you actually a personal, in a sense, story that I experienced this year when I had the chance to visit the Philippines and meet with two sisters who were actually trafficked that IJM rescued. And about 6 years ago. So at 12 and 15, the girls were trafficked 500 miles away from their home. And thanks to the funding that we received, they're no longer being forced to serve men for sex on a daily basis. And after 6 years of walking with them and supporting them, both through our aftercare services, supported by our social workers, they are doing much better. And this year, their traffickers, after 6 years, were actually convicted with the support of our IJM attorneys. And so getting to sit across the table from them and talk to them, these two young girls, was just an incredible inspiration to me, and honestly such a privilege. You know, they've lost so much, including their innocence and a lot of time, but they just sat there so beautifully and so strong with not just a conviction to survive, but really to, you know, make the best of their lives that they actually could. And they just refused to give up. And they told me without IJM, they absolutely would have had no hope. And so to me, that's really worth wearing a dress for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is your campaign goal for Dressember this year?
Well, last year, though, we raised $165,000. We are being bold, and we think that we can raise $500,000 this year with the momentum that we saw and the growing interest that we already have. We really think that we could do it. And also, like I said, last year, IJM just caught wind of it as it was actually going on. And this year, we're really partnering with the Dressember Foundation to proactively get the word out and let people know that they can really make a difference in fighting slavery.
Give me some other ways that Dressember has impacted people that get involved.
Dressember's really empowered the people who participate, as well as the men and women who donate. I feel like they're part of the justice movement by giving them a way to get involved. I think sometimes it's hard to feel like you can really make a difference in someone's life around the world, but these people who are participating are truly sending rescue and restoration to people who have been trapped in horrible situations. And frankly, without generous supporters and people doing this kind of work, IJM simply couldn't do the work. So you're really our hands and feet. And I think that this really gives people a sense of excitement and purpose as they're having the chance to change other people's lives.
So tell our listeners how they can get involved by either donating or starting their own Dressember campaign.
Yeah, sure. For anyone who wants to get involved, you can go to dressemberfoundation.org, and you can either give to the general campaign, or in less than 10 minutes, you can actually create your own online fundraising page and just spread the word to your friends and family. You just have to commit to wearing a dress each day in December and ask them to sponsor you and to help you bring rescue to people who have been trafficked around the world. It's just that easy.
I looked online to see what others had done for Dressember, and I've seen some incredible Facebook pages and Instagram accounts, and so it got me excited. It's, you know, creative things that I could do. What are some of the most interesting ways that you know of that people have celebrated Dressember?
Well, I'll tell you the one that we recently heard that we thought was pretty clever is one young woman has committed to wearing the same dress for the entire month of December to further demonstrate that perhaps if you're enslaved, you might not even get to choose what you wear. And I thought, wow, that's really taking it a step further.
That is true. Wow. And I saw a lady who was pregnant, and she was actually delivering that month. But she committed to it throughout the whole month, and I thought that is commitment. So yeah.
Well, you also have to appreciate those people that are in the northern states and will be gritting the snow in their dresses. That's commitment as well.
Absolutely. So do you have any traditions yourself? I mean, maybe doing a launch party or something like that to get people excited about it this year?
Well, again, this is just the second year of Dressember and the first that we've really partnered with the Dressember Foundation. So we'll probably maybe be thinking about what traditions we want to start. But I will say that last year, Dressember inspired the ladies of International Justice Mission so much that we all decided to wear dresses on the same day at the office when we heard about it, and send a thank you to Blythe and everyone who did a campaign.
Okay. That's a great idea. Well, I'm definitely excited about it, and I'm going to share with all of our listeners all of your information. But if you can share your social media hashtags, Twitter accounts, or any other ways that they can connect with you right now, that would be great.
Yeah, you can connect on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So you can find Dressember at Dressember and hashtag Dressember. And then there's an official Dress Ember page on Facebook as well. So there's three ways.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. And I do appreciate you sharing more about Dress Ember and your organization as well, International Justice Mission. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of support from our listeners this year. I'm certainly going to be a part of that. So please let me know how I can help. And again, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate it. Thanks so much. And if you want to find out more information about International Justice Mission and how you could further get involved, you can also visit our website directly, which is ijm.org.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fashion Confab. Please follow us on Twitter and on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review. To learn more about sponsorship on Fashion Confab, visit our website at www.fashionconfab.com and click on sponsorship. Until next Tuesday, be well and be inspired.